I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-minute reset. I want to talk about how everyone worships something. Now, everyone has something on the throne of their heart, something they derive purpose and meaning from, and for which they live, that they offer their life as a sacrifice to. Now, God obviously commands us to worship Him, to make Him the center of our adoration, of our life's work, the thing that we derive purpose and meaning from. If He's not there in the throne of your heart, something funny happens. Other things occupy that throne. And our spirits become diffused and disintegrated, right? And we start chasing all these false gods. And here's the bummer. It makes us miserable. None of these things work well when we put the pressure of false godhood on marriage, on work, on income, whatever it is.
Yeah, and I think for so many of us, we think, well, I don't want to make an idol of money or of things, and we know that. But for me, I know in my life for a long time, I substituted my children and my wife because I thought, well, that's the right thing. And probably from my own wounds, I thought, well, I don't want to treat them with too little attention versus other things. But it's only God that we can worship. And when we worship something other than God, especially if it's a person in a relationship, it puts an undue burden on them. It's really unhealthy. Nobody wants that. And yet, Chris, I think that word worship is so hard for a lot of people. People that don't, that aren't believers, they hear like, oh yeah, I worship God. And there's this like, oh, you're not supposed to worship anything. It's like, no, we are supposed to worship God and nothing else. And then it all falls into place. Now, I love this. A friend of mine told me about a guy he knew who had a picture of a throne on the wall. And every day he'd walk up and he would draw Jesus on the throne. He'd say, wow. He is my king. And like every morning he'd go, I have to redo that so nothing else takes that place. And I think that's really an interesting thing if we were intentional about saying today, because it's a daily commitment. Today I put Jesus on the throne, nothing else.
Oh, Pat, I love that image.
Yeah, it seems silly, but it's so powerful.
I'm going to start doing that, actually. It really is powerful. And that doesn't take away from the love that you give to your wife or the devotion you give to your work or employees. It makes it healthy. It's not love when you make the wrong thing into a god, because then you start to draw too much from that thing.
You know, one of the things in society I think we've started to worship, a lot of people, especially if they're not a believer, is the environment. And, you know, God gave us nature and we're supposed to be good stewards of it. And He said that and it's very clear. But I think in a world without God, a lot of people have substituted the environment for that. And we're not actually making good decisions about it because we're going about it in ways that are unnatural in many times. And it's not supposed to be worshiped, but stewarded. So let's pray. God, help us to know that You alone are worthy of our worship, and help us to never put anyone on that throne but You. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.